It is 4:15, rather. Time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
And we are spotlighting the year 1985
so
this
far,
year.
Yes, you are correct.
And in that year, the Coca-Cola company took a real big gamble. And they did away with their old formulation. And they introduced New Coke.
That sounds like a great idea, but this goes really well.
Yeah. So it was released in 1985. Mm. After World War II, Coca-Cola held 60% of the market share for cola. But by 1983, it had declined to under 24%, largely because of competition from Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Right.
The choice of a new generation.
Right.
So do you remember that slogan?
I don't.
Was that before? It was the 80s.
I think so.
Pepsi, the choice of a new generation. Okay, go on.
Because look at it.
That's all I
have. So Coca-Cola's senior executives commissioned a secret project to create a new flavor for Coke. They found that sweeter cola overwhelmingly beat both regular Coke and Pepsi in taste tests, surveys, and focus groups. The South, one of Coca-Cola's strongest and most reliable markets, narrowly preferred the new flavor. This preference widened once the testers revealed that the new taste was also a Coca-Cola product.
Oh. Okay.
So they took a gamble, and they released a new Coke on April 23rd, 1985, and production of the original formulation ended later that week. So they completely did away with the old formulation.
Okay.
The press conference at New York City's Lincoln Center to introduce the new formula did not go well. Reporters had already been fed questions by Pepsi, which was worried that new Coke would erase its gains. Coca-Cola's CEO described the new flavor as bolder, rounder, and more harmonious, and defended the change by saying that the drink's secret formula was not sacrosanct and inviolable.
Oh.
Yes.
Inviolable?
So, though new Coke was accepted by many Coca-Cola drinkers, many more resented the change. Many critics were from the southern U.S. states, some of whom considered Coca-Cola to be part of their regional identity.
Yeah.
It didn't take long for the company to start receiving angry phone calls and letters.
Oh, boy.
They received over 40,000 calls and letters expressing anger or disappointment, and the company hotline received over 1,500 calls a day.
Can I speak to the kids for just 1 second, sir?
Yes.
Do you mind? So now the kids, when they get angry about things, they can Twitter, they can Facebook.
They write reviews.
They don't Facebook, but they write
Google,
reviews,
yeah.
Things like that. But in the old days, you had to pick up a telephone.
Right.
You look up a number, first of
all,
not on the internet, but on a phone book or something, call information.
Yes.
I'd like to speak to Coke, please, in Georgia, Atlanta. And then they would connect you, and then you would wait, and then you would complain to somebody, and they would write it down.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Or you would write a letter.
Or you'd write a letter.
And mail it.
Dear Coca-Cola.
The stamp.
But that was a lot of work back then. Now you could just tweet it out from your phone.
That's right.
Yeah, go on.
So a psychiatrist whom Coke had hired to listen in on calls, told executives that some people sounded as if they were discussing the death of a family member.
Holy cow.
That's how serious they took it.
That is too serious.
So the outrage caught Coca-Cola executives by surprise. Mm. They had hardly made a rash decision unsupported by data. They had performed blind taste tests on U.S. and Canadian consumers. The problem was that they underestimated loyal drinkers' emotional attachments to the brand.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Never did its market research testers ask subjects how they would feel if the new formula replaced the old one completely.
They didn't realize how much they were already loved.
That's right. So on the afternoon of July 11th, 1985, Coca-Cola executives announced the return of the original formula. That was just 79 days after New Coke's introduction.
That is not a long run at all.
No. The news was so momentous that TV networks broke into normal programming with special reports.
You're kidding me.
Yes.
You're kidding. Breaking news.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Wow.
Big deal. So Coca-Cola Classic quickly outsold New Coke and within a few months had returned to its position as the top-selling cola. The company rebranded the new formula Coke 2 in 1990 before it was eventually abandoned in 2002. In 2019, Coca-Cola announced that the 1985 reformulation would be reintroduced in limited quantities to promote the third season of Stranger Things on Netflix.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
About 500,000 cans of new Coke were produced for the promotion, which were sold mostly online.
Mm-hmm.
So many people were eager to buy it, however, that the volume of orders crashed the Coca-Cola website.
Oh, man.
And the reintroduced drink got much friendlier reviews than it did back in 1985.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know. All right, you picked out a record to go along with the Coke, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play a song that they used in one of their classic commercials. We're going to play I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing.
In perfect
by
harmony.
The New Seekers.
Right. All right, Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
They don't write them like that anymore. The New Seekers, I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about the failure that was New Coke. That was launched in 1985, and that's our Throwback Thursday year.
It sure is, 1985. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yes.
Go.
All right, New Coke was a sweeter version of the original.
After the launch of a New Coke, the company hotline received 1,500 complaint calls a day.
And the original formula of Coke was brought back after just 79 days.
You know what I think the downfall was of the New Coke?
What's that?
I feel like today, you know, if you looked at the Oreos, the Oreo aisle at the grocery store.
There's like a million.
For example. He has a million different kinds,
yeah.
Right? So they didn't say, we're ditching the original Oreo and we're going to make these
Oreos.
We're
only going to make double stuff from now
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Right.
They decided we're going to make these and then we'll make about 5,000 other things.
Right.
And I don't know if it was different back in 1985. Maybe you couldn't do that.
Maybe.
It was, they thought, well, you know, we've got Coke and we have to swap it out rather than make a line to complement it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think about that.
Coke, I feel like, comes out with new flavors all the time now,
they
too,
do,
though.
Right?
Don't they have, like, Coke with coffee now?
Coke with coffee? Really?
Yeah, I think I saw that. Also, I saw that they have, like, this innovation department there now or something.
At Coke.
And they released, I think their latest flavor is Pixel. Tastes like Pixel.
I saw that. I don't know what Pixel tastes like.
I don't either. And there was another weird one, too, that tasted like space or something.
Oh, like space.
Something like that.
The world's been craving for something that tastes like space.
I don't know.
Okay. Folks want to learn more about Coke, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Wonderful, wonderful. I want to taste the... Are you curious to taste the coffee, the Coke coffee?
No, because it sounds disgusting to me.
Okay.
I like coffee and I like Coke, but I don't think I would like coffee and Coke together.
Not about the Pixel one. See, I'm curious to try these things, but I would never buy like a 12-pack to try them.
No. Maybe the gas station across the street sells them.
One at a time?
Yeah.
Maybe.
We'll have to look.
All right. Hey, Sarah, thanks so much. Come back tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Fresh episode. We've got the SOS band, Paul McCartney and Wings and Spinners on the way. And Ed Smith with the first look at your Thursday ride home coming up in just minutes.